Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses after a motorcyclist was killed in a fatal road accident in Bunbeg in County Donegal yesterday afternoon. Stephen Maguire is a journalist with the Donegal Daily and is on the line now. So Stephen, tell us about this accident that happened in Bunbeg yesterday.
Morning, Claire. Yes, well, it happened on the R257 in the west of the county at Bunbeg. It involved a single vehicle, a motorbike. We understand it was a motorbike, and it was a man in his 60s, as you say. We don't know the full details of what exactly happened, and Gardaí have not released that for operational reasons. But we understand the man is understandably from England, and he was in his 60s, as I say. And at the moment now, Gardaí are just investigating all aspects of the collision. The road has reopened. But he is the sixth person to die on Donegal roads now in the last 3 weeks.
And that's, you know, one of the reasons we wanted to talk to you, Stephen, because it has been a really bad period, hasn't it, on Donegal's roads?
Yeah, look, Claire, it's no secret that Donegal and fatalities and roads have made the headlines over the years. But since August 19th, 3 weeks to be exact, six people have lost their lives in five different accidents across Donegal, across different parts of Donegal, I have to say, and different types of accidents as well. The one yesterday was a single vehicle motorbike accident. But on other occasions, two young lads, two cousins, they were the first guys killed in this kind of spate of accidents, if you want to call it that. So they were two young cousins, the Dawson, they were called Keane Dawson and Owen Dawson. They were from Derry, and they were out on a night out on Quigley's Point, and they both perished in a single vehicle accident as well. So there's no real rhyme or reason to the actual incidents per se, but whatever it is, six people have died in road accidents in Donegal since August 19th. Now that's particularly bad. That's a total of 14 on Donegal's road so far this year. Now, last year, for the whole of the year, we had a complete, the total number was 10 people killed on Donegal roads. So we're looking at a 50% increase this year.
And of course, there will be different reasons for all of those accidents, and many of them will still be under investigation as we speak. But you have been talking to some local politicians about those numbers, and what have people been saying to you?
Yeah, I've been talking to local politicians and Gardaí as well. I spoke to Inspector Seamus McGonigal, who's the head of the Garda Traffic Corps locally. And look, he's, as everybody else, he's lost for words, as he says, especially the recent accidents. Like, you know, they're trying to get a handle on it, like, you know, and they're increasing the number of patrols and stuff like that. He's at pains to point out, like, you know, people must continue to wear seatbelts, never to drink and drive. But I spoke, interestingly, to a county councillor here, and he made a number of good points. So he's Councillor Jerry McMonagall. So he's the outgoing chairperson of the Garda Police and Authority locally. He makes a really, and he's originally, actually, strangely enough, from Derry. So he's coming from a point of knowledge, although he's lived in Letterkenny for a number of years. He makes the really good point that Donegal, being a border county, would have a lot more traffic with Derry between the two counties. He also makes the point then that Donegal hasn't got a great public transport system. We've no trains, that the bus services are kind of a hit and miss. And because of its geographical nature and its pure size, Donegal has this vast network of secondary roads. So his point, and it's a valid point, I think, is that all these put together make a perfect recipe for disaster and increase the likelihood of there being more accidents on the roads here.
All right. Well, Stephen, thanks very much for telling us about it, and our sympathies to everyone who has experienced loss in Donegal and elsewhere on what is looking to be a dreadful year on our roads in general around the country. Stephen Maguire there from Donegal Daily. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.